Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's 10 minutes after 1 o'clock on Radio Pulpit this afternoon. Second hour of Heart to Heart with myself and Popuccini. We're wrapping it up at 3 o'clock. Team Godfrey, Psalms 91 this afternoon. And we get straight into our chat. We are speaking to Pastor Thabang Mofokeng, of course, a little later than usual. Still having this engagement nonetheless. Murudi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Alsimpo, and good afternoon to listeners of Heart to Heart.
Are you good?
You're doing great, Alsona.
Repeat the Murudi, we cannot complain. Just keeping an eye on what is happening in Parliament and praying about it. But other than that, it's the right.
Yeah, no, we can complain. We can complain.
Interesting times, indeed.
Yeah.
Murudi, what are we talking about this afternoon?
Well, I want to talk about youth arise. Your time is now.
Youth arise. Your time is now.
Yes.
Love it.
And obviously, I'm drawing from the fact that it's the month of June, and in our country, the month is dedicated to the youth, so it's called Youth Month, and this specific weekend, today, we 2 days away, a day or so away from the youth day itself. And there's no need, of course, to talk about the existence of the day. We know the history and all that. The most important issue is how the youth take center stage because of what happened in 1976, which foregrounded the role of young people in bigger issues of life and not just self-absorbed, dealing with their own individual lives, but actually taking the bull by the horn, so to speak, bigger issues that affect far more people and making a contribution at that level. Now, of course, that is political in a sense, maybe social and political in a sense, but of course, we could also talk about the role of the young in the Christian uptake or the uptake of the Christian message around the same time of 1976. Basically, the 70s, the late 70s, right into the 80s, other people will tell you that it was a time of great revival, great interest by young people, great activity by young people bringing the message of Christ too. So both the political project and the religious project, the spiritual project, happened at the same time, and the young people were in the forefront. So we're talking about youth arise, because your time is now. It's a pertinent message every time that as a young person just needs to hear that, because, of course, as life would have it, youth is a fleeting moment. It can be very absorbing, it can be very engaging, and overwhelming maybe, but it is also fleeting, meaning one is not young forever. You know, you walk into it and you are there for a while and then you ease off, right? And once you ease off, I personally think that it is good for a person to embrace the space they are in, and so as to settle in the space where you are in and not, you know, carbon on the floor. That's my view. Because some people get, you know, you rise from small, you rise, you get into the stage of youth. And then some people want to linger a little bit more.
Right? Than necessary.
Sure. You know, don't want to give space. And that is a complaint of the youth in other aspects of life. Can you give space, please? Move. Right. Just shift, move. You know, be in your time, sure. All right? and so there's a lot that we could talk about there. Of people who would just not want to move. They linger, and sometimes linger far too much.
Yeah.
And become, in a sense, I think, from a particular perspective, an embarrassment to the people whose time is right to be where they are. because this one's, you know, you're lingering far too much. The things you're doing become an embarrassment to the people whose, you know, you are in their situation, you are in their time. Allow them to be. and move on and embrace the space where you are in. That's your space too, yours, right? So some of us have or are making peace with where we are. The sun is, you know, it's past 12 o'clock. It's fine. it's fine. You make peace with where you are because there are blessings of the space one is in that need to be tapped into. And when you linger for far too long in another space, then you are missing out in the blessings of the space you rightfully belong. You know, the things that should come to you at a specific time, at a specific place, you're missing out because you refuse to be there. You want to remain wherever you were yesterday, in a sense. So, well, let's not talk about that. Youth arise, because your time is now. That's what we're talking about, Ausimpo. And I'm drawing specifically to attention to three verses in Scripture that talk about strength, inspiration, vision, and the importance of the now moment that the youth finds themselves in. So those are the three verses that I will be talking about, rather those ideas. Strength, that pertains to being young, inspiration, vision, and the importance of the now moment. Now, of course, the importance of the now moment is that in the moment you are in, this is the moment of action, that you do not have the luxury of inactivity in the moment where you are in, because the moment shouts out, calls out, wants that you impact, you make impact in it. And therefore, if you linger, if you don't answer to the moment, then something is not working right there. So the three verses of great interest to me are first John chapter 2, verse 14. I'll read it later. And then is Joel chapter 2, verse 28, which I will read again. And then we'll conclude with Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1. So those are the three verses that I will talk to as I articulate this issue of youth arise because your time is now. So being young, the stage of youth, is a stage, as I said, a fleeting stage. It's a stage of some kind of an increasing process of self-discovery, finding one's own thoughts, and in this case, in a sense, consolidating one's thoughts away from the parents who've always been thinking your thoughts. Basically, when you are a child and a dependent, it's not your thoughts that are possessing your life. It is your parents. You are executing on the decisions of parents. And then, of course, you have to grow away from that situation to having your own thoughts, your own values. Now, that does not mean that they contradict what you have received from home. It might, but it doesn't have to. It only means now you appeal to yourself in advance. You no longer say, my parents want this, my parents want that. You now are able to say, I, and the reasons for doing things are located within yourself in that way. So it's a time of consolidating one's own thoughts, exploring at the level of one's peers in that sense and differentiating at that space. It's an interesting time. It's an exciting time. It's a time where young people are full of life, zest for life, the desire for life, there's a burning fire within, you know, a push outward to explore, maybe even conquer life. It's a time of excitement. And it is for that reason that it is one of the things that should be greatly concerning when you meet a young person who already is old, very terribly old soul, life snapped out of that person. There's no fire, nothing. And maybe because of, you know, the experience of life, should be very concerning when that is the case, because young people are the ones, are the engines of a lot of societies and a lot of communities, by the way, because there's a fire burning within. There's a push from within to explore and to conquer life, to do quite a lot of things, to test the limits of things and that. So those are broad gifts that I think come with being young. There's the you could talk about the gift of just being positive, broadly speaking, the gift of being positive, of maybe also influenced by some sense of naivety, you know, innocence, a broad sense of innocence, because with age comes caution and sometimes over-cautiousness. being too careful because you've burned your fingers too often. So when you are young, a bit innocent and naive about how the world is or can be, you know, you possess a positivity, and it's an important quality at that time. It's an important quality to have because, again, being young, if you're going to approach the youthful life from the perspective of people with many years of experience, if you do that, you will find that you are extra careful and you may actually not be in any way conquering any further territory of any kind, not exploring anything at all, because with age comes caution and a lot of caution overall. So, kind of positivity, which has not yet been toned down by a lot of life's negatives. So this may also talk to the idea of young people being able to make bridges, develop relationships, may hold hands, networking, and all those kind of things, new ideas, fresh ideas, exploration of things like that, all things that make for a very exciting period when you are young. Because the older you get, you're beginning to really seriously settle. Mm. A lot of things are very settling.
With age comes caution. Yay! I was like...
Yeah, no,
it's so true. It's the truth. It just got personal for a second there. I was like, oh.
You are now that you are beginning to be there, please.
slightly. Caution.
You know, children that grow up under a very cautious family government, you look at them and you feel pity for them.
Mm, that is true.
Because it's like there's danger everywhere.
Exactly.
You know, like there's danger everywhere. They are not alive. You can't call that life.
Yeah,
you just can't call it life. But it's because they've been too long. They have become too old too soon. So that a sense of being young. And it is for that reason that, of course, it remains, from a particular perspective, it remains one of those shockers when you meet with an old person, advanced in years, who lives a life of youth. Like, this person has a recklessness. You know, the energy is like right up there. It's like, I don't know what to do with that person. You don't even know how to greet that person, by the way.
You don't know how to converse as well.
No.
Because it's like, you know, you don't know how to address them, because you know if you call them by where they are, you're going to get into trouble. So you have to tread very carefully.
It's an intrusion. It's an intrusion. But it's the space of being young, zest for life, the fire, the ambition to want to go out to explore and all that, the positivity, the ease with which to new ideas and new things and exploration, all those kind of things taking place. And it's good because all things considered, a young person has a longer life, all things considered, that is God willing, has a longer life than old people, right?
Mm.
So they need to make sense of the world they are in. And not only make sense of it, it's evolving, also contribute towards evolution, its changes, so as to become a home for them, because they're going to be in that world for longer than anybody else. So that becomes a very important kind of thing. But having said all these things, they are not as yet really talking to the scriptures that I have in front of me. So let's go back to the issue of scripture. The Apostle John, in his first epistle, chapter 2, verse 14, writes, and what he's writing, of course, firstly, it is important always to just remind ourselves that the Bible primarily is written to Christians, that whatever message we are able to take to people who are not Christian is a message which we can classify as by the way. Otherwise, it is primarily a Christian document. It talks to Christians. Then we can take something and, you know, go to other people with some stuff. It's not necessarily addressing people out there. So he writes, and he's writing to a lot of people. He's mentioning them there, different categories of people that he's mentioning them there. And then he specifically says this in verse 14, I have written to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. I have written to you, young men. Now, it may be that he says young men, and it may be that he was talking strictly to young men as men, but there's no reason why this cannot be applied to all young people. And to talk about, particularly if we would not necessarily focus on the issues of physical strength, to talk about all kinds of possible strengths that could be alluded to. Strength of mind, strength of character, strength of this and the other, and every other strength we can talk about. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong. You are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. Christian young people, strong people, whose strength should not be wasted, but must be employed very well, you know, to effect change around themselves, in themselves, around themselves, for the benefit of everyone. Strong young people in whose life is the word of God resident, abiding in their lives, affecting the thinking processes and affecting the center of feeling, affecting the totality of what the person is. Strong young people, word of God abiding in there, people who overcome, have overcome the evil one, which is an important thing to be doing in one's youth, to do it in one's youth, because when one was a child, the parents were responsible in the makeup of that person. When you are young, you are now beginning to take hands with the parents in the process. In fact, you are slipping away from parents in terms of the inputs into the person you are increasingly becoming. It is important in that very process where your mind is consciously involved in the formulation of yourself, that it is also the time you are defeating the devil. Because if you don't defeat the devil at that time, one of the things that is happening is that he is building with you in the failure to defeat him in the youth, something that will continue to be a troublesome thing in your adult life as you settle. So as much as it's a time of exploration and whatnot, it is also a time of exercising the victory over the evil one. It is a time of allowing the word of God to so permeate our being at the level of what, when one is young, so much so that the victory over Satan, over the evil one, is obvious. You are winning and you are building this life and building yourself for the future from that point of victory. Have overcome the evil one. The word of God abides in you. You are strong. That's why I've written to you, he says. And so that is an important thing. The issue of strength of mind, resoluteness, being able to, your no being your no, your yes being your yes, and not being all over, knowing what you want and knowing what you don't want, and having the strength to stand for what you want or to refuse what you do not want. The emergence of a dependable character, a person of such integrity, the oneness of person, that everyone who meets you talks the same way about you regardless, such that indeed you are identifiable even as people talk about you. They are like, no, that person sounds like this person, is it not? And they are like, yes, that is the person, because you are just this one person. But it is because the word of God abides. It is because the devil has been defeated. Such a young person is on an ongoing quest to defeat the devil. Strength, that is an important one. And of course, then we have the prophet Joel in the Old Testament, speaking several centuries before Christ and looking ahead to the time of Christ. In fact, to the time of the church, and he proclaims something powerful there. He says, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. It shall come forth. And the apostle Peter, at a time when the Holy Spirit was poured out onto the 120 that were gathered in Jerusalem at the day of Pentecost, went to this verse and said, this is that which was spoken by the apostle. And this was basically ushering the era of the church. And so Apostle Peter was drawing attention to the fulfillment of Scripture in that way. I am attracted to this text, also, because it talks about how the youth's sons and daughters have the spirit of prophecy, are inspired. Now, as people grounded in the Word of God, from within the Word of God wells the words of prophecy. We speak as God would have us speak. Words that bring life, words that bring correction, words that promote positivity, words that build. Prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, seeing ahead, not being taken and confused by the mist in front of us, by the fog in front of us, by the clouds and the mountains and anything that seeks to take away the ability to see ahead of yourself, seeing ahead, seeing through the many things that are happening. So as to steer steady in your life, undeterred by anything, because you can see through things, you have visions, you are seeing visions, grounded in the indwelling spirit of Christ. And that's what the Apostle Peter alluded to, quoting Prophet Joel himself. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your young men shall see visions. Now, of course, the other text is that one where the Hebrew philosopher King Solomon, in his reflections in the book of Ecclesiastes, that difficult book, in the past as I was growing up, there were debates as to why did this book come to exist in the midst of Scripture. Because, you know, we read it and it sounded like, it's not exactly the most positive of books. It reads hard, the book of Ecclesiastes. The theme in the book of Ecclesiastes that you'd have to deduct is seize the day. Basically, a form of arise. Seize the day. And the king, Solomon, having explored quite a number of experiences, comes to a conclusion in the book that all things are but vanity, like chasing after wind. The discouraging kind of a conclusion. All things are but vanity, like chasing after wind. But then he says this remarkable statement in verse 1 of chapter 12. Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come and the years draw near when you say, I have no pleasure in them. Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth. And that is an important thing. This comes, of course, there is also this other statement that is very hard for us preachers to talk about to our young people, where King Solomon basically says, young people, you know, do as you want. You know, just go out there and eat your heart out. Just do what you want to do. And it's hard. But then, of course, it is part of this statement. Even as you do what you want, remember now that your Creator. Know that the Lord will be judging, by the way. So remember now your Creator in the days of your youth. And this is where I would want to close by. Young people, Christian young people, take your rightful place in the church and society because you possess strength. You indeed are filled with the spirit of prophecy, the inspiration to speak the word of God from the depth of your heart if you have taken in the word of God and continue to do so. See the value of filling yourself with the word of God, making sure that your perspectives are perspectives that are shaped by the Word of God, the indwelling Word of God, and the indwelling Spirit of God brings forward from the depth of your heart this Word, and you are able to speak it which gives life, decrying and denouncing that which defiles human life and that which defiles the name of God, seeing far ahead, not because of anything, but the indwelling Spirit of God that is within you, making you see far ahead, making you see through mirrors, you know, shaded mirrors and stuff, so as not to be deceived. Being in that situation, having a sense of the future that is inspired by the Spirit of God, grounded in Scriptures, being able to describe the vision of the life ahead, and knowing that it's not just about description of visions of the life ahead, but it is about rising up, for the time is now. To make real the visions you have, to make real, to bring into reality that which is like a night dream, that which is like a day's vision, bring it into reality. Arise now, for there is strength in you. Arise now, for beside strength there is the word of God, there is the inspiration of the Spirit in you. Arise now, for there is God the Creator, who when you remember Him and you have all these other things, you can't go wrong.
Amen. Thank you so much, Muruti. Thank you for this wonderful reminder for us, the young people.
Yeah, also I'm really young at heart.
Oh, yeah, no, I am ready to rock. I'm revived. I'm ready to rock and just, you know, I'll make sure I don't occupy it for too long, of course, you know, move over when the time comes. But, man, we're not there yet, it's true.
Yeah, it's fine.
Muruti, thank you so much. Truly appreciate it. How do we get a hold of you on social media or any other platform?
My ex-handle, Ausimpo, is at TabangRM and my email address, trmofuteng@gmail.com.
Thank you so much, Muruti. Appreciate it.
Valuable.
Lovely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.